With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Amid all of the claims and counterclaims over Washington, D.C.'s crime rate, the White House says no level of crime is acceptable in the city. And now President Trump is suggesting that 1 month may not be long enough.
The president's takeover of the D.C. police under the Home Rule Act allows him to do so under emergency circumstances for up to 30 days. But he says that won't be long enough.
We're going to be asking for extensions on that, long-term extensions, because you can't have 30 days.
He expects unanimous support from Republican lawmakers and says any congressional action could serve as a model for other U.S. cities in clamping down on crime. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There have been protests over the attempt to restore law and order to D.C. and questions about whether they're homegrown demonstrations or are being fueled and financed by outside groups. The president says he'll be in touch with Ukraine's president and European leaders after he sits down tomorrow with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
I'm going to call President Zelensky, and then I'll call probably in that order the leaders. There's a very good chance that we're going to have a second meeting, which will be more productive than the first, because the first is I'm going to find out where we are and what we're doing.
Mr. Trump says a meeting could set the table for a possible meeting of Russia's Putin and Ukraine's Zelensky. At least four deaths reported in and around flood-ravaged Chattanooga, Tennessee. Damage reported this morning following storms that swept across parts of Delaware, New York, and Pennsylvania. Juneau is safe. Officials in Alaska's capital credit new sandbag-style barriers along the Mendenhall River with preventing the kind of devastating flooding that city has seen in recent years. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are narrowly mixed. Dow futures up 17 points. The Nasdaq futures down 15 points. This is SRN News. Another fracture in the worldwide Anglican Communion.
The Anglican Church in Nigeria has cut off relations with the Anglican Church in Wales over its elevation of a lesbian to the office of bishop. The denomination is teetering on the brink of a global schism over issues having to do with homosexuality. The church in the West has embraced gay ordination and is moving toward approval of same-sex marriage. The church in Africa and other parts of the world says it will not do that. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York Jets quarterback Justin Fields says his Christian faith is helping him cope with the criticisms that come with playing the most important position in football at the highest level. Fields, who is the projected starter for the Jets this season, says, "I'm really getting closer to God. I'm reading the Bible every day, and I wish I would have started earlier." Speaking at Jets training camp, Fields encouraged reporters to get into the Word as well, suggesting that they start with the Book of Proverbs. This is SRN News. U.S. national debt reaches a record $37 trillion.
The U.S. government's gross national debt has surpassed $37 trillion, setting a new record. This highlights the rapid acceleration of debt on America's balance sheet and the increasing cost pressures on taxpayers. The Treasury Department reported this update on Tuesday. The national debt reached this level years sooner than pre-pandemic projections due to heavy borrowing during the COVID-19 pandemic. Experts warn that the growing debt could lead to reduced living standards and increased interest rates. Keith Peters, Washington.
One market research firm estimates that back-to-school spending in the U.S. will reach $33.3 billion from June through August. And some of the biggest retailers advertising selective price freezes on key products in a bid to hold on to customers. More details at SRNnews.com.